Hello, it is the 25th of March, 2019. Today we have the Four of Cups reversed, the Ace of Coins reversed, and death.
Death.
It's not about the money, but it is. Raise your hand if you've ever had to take a job you didn't want just for the money. Well, death to that, I say. So do the cards. In the past position is the generally apathetic, uninterested, emotionally numb, unfulfilled Four of Cups or water. Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. Today reversed. The human sitting cross-legged under a tree, slowly disappearing under the green overgrowth, refuses offer after offer, having lost all interest in just about anything. This is a card of feeling disconnected and of being uninterested in or not appreciating what you do have. Three gold cups are untouched and yet a fourth is offered, but so far ignored. Will he or she take it? Don't know. This is a card of depression or just a low-level chronic dissatisfaction. This human doesn't feel like they can relate to anyone and they've stopped trying. I'm certainly glad to see it in the past, in any case. Someone could be very spoiled with this card, so used to getting everything they want, they've become dangerously bored with the world and the people in it. Taking things for granted is a strong message of the Four of Cups. In the past, you may have passed on offers or opportunities that just didn't resonate, especially emotionally. Cups are hearts and people, and it looks like this phase, thankfully, is passing. Who in their right mind would turn down an ace, especially the bright and beautiful Ace of Coins? This is magnificent, or is it? Aces, as we know, are new beginnings, and the coins or pentacles are, of course, referring to money, riches, and earthly material wealth. In the present position, and reversed, that's exactly what we may be doing. Why? Because we may not need it or know that for whatever reason, if we do plant the seed, that is, the new thing suggested by the ace, which usually means a long haul when you think about the work, potential, obstacles, bad weather, and everything else that can go wrong between the ace and the 10, we may not have it in us. It must be said that the Ace of Pentacles, Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus, is such a powerful card that it can also read as the offer you can't refuse, in which case, in some circles, death would mean they sever your brake lines, and that would be that. This ace, should you choose to accept it, would mean the death of something else. This could be a five-star job offer or proposal, which would mean relocation or the cutting away of other aspects of your life, as death, today and always, in the future position, does with his scythe, ready to harvest a full, mature, pure white rose who surrenders gracefully. Death, Scorpio, always guarantees radical change for our own good. On the old-timey cards, death rides a white horse and faces right as he rides through a desert landscape of fallen crowns and body parts and weirdness, but much is made of the fact that he is not looking straight at us. On the Morgan Greer card, the hooded calavera, that is, the black-socketed skull, is looking straight at us today. We're another day closer, aren't we, Reaper? This looks very much like quitting a job that you haven't been happy in for a long time, or finally saying yes to the right thing, thereby changing everything about your life and you. Death of an unsatisfying value system and unfulfilling friendships, based possibly, which is a cross between probably and possibly, on money or status. If money has always been more important to you than love, it won't be anymore. This is, however, a cautionary tale. This ace can mean more money going out than coming in, aka death to this lifestyle, as in one you can't afford and doesn't make you happy anyway. The ace in the present position is a lot of power and potential to use as we wish, or not. Free will, people. For entertainment purposes only, start seriously taking care of yourself in the form of a new vitamin or dietary plan, something you can stick with for life. If this day were your last, would you need this job? If this were your last opportunity, would you take it? Or Mark Zuckerberg's future if he keeps fucking with native land.